From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris.
Hey guys, it's Friday, so we're dropping a bonus meditation into the feed. You may remember a few days ago, we had a great conversation with Ethan Nichtern about how to deal with money worries during these turbulent times. Sebane Selassie recorded a great meditation that you're about to hear, specifically designed for dealing with money worries, and in effect, a way for you to operationalize Ethan's advice. Sebane is one of the most popular teachers in the 10% Happier app. You can find this meditation and many others on that app if you want to check it out. We've got some of the greatest teachers in the world there. You can download the app at 10%.com. Here we go, Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. Money is a source of stress for many of us. Whether it seems like we have a lot of it or a little of it, in our culture, we project a lot of fear and anxiety onto money. And we're not alone in this experience. People from various classes and backgrounds have money worries. This has been true for me. I've had to do a lot of emotional work around money, recognizing that, for the most part, I have everything I need. Today, we'll be exploring how in this moment we are taken care of and use our practice as a way to cultivate gratitude for all that we have. Let's start. Start by bringing awareness to your posture, making sure your back is upright, your chest is open, so your breath is not constricted. You also want to make sure that you feel a sense of relaxation and ease. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Let's begin by spending a few minutes gathering our awareness and allowing the mind to settle. As you rest your awareness on the body, you can connect to sensations as a way to anchor and gather your attention. See if you can connect with your body. Feel your butt in the seat or your feet on the floor. Wherever it's easiest for you to feel your body making contact with the ground. Can you feel that? No need to make anything happen. Just bring awareness to whatever is arising in the body. Let's start our gratitude practice right here, giving thanks for this body. You are alive, and that is enough. No matter how your body is feeling today, can the fact of your aliveness be enough for just right now? Take a moment on your own to connect to gratitude for your life. Anytime throughout this meditation, you can rest your awareness on the body as a way to reconnect to the present moment with a sense of gratitude. Let's call it enoughness. Now, with that sense of enoughness, can you consider any ways that you've been feeling you don't have enough economically? Any sense of money scarcity you have in your life right now? How does that manifest? Is it about your salary or your savings, about debt or bills? What are the specific fears or worries that you have around this? If there's any tension or even panic that arises, see if you can create some spaciousness to simply allow your experience. Perhaps you can take a few deep breaths in and out to allow some ease around these money worries. Try that on your own. Now let's ground back into this present moment. I want to invite you to connect to the breath. Bring awareness to the in-breath, the oxygen entering and sustaining your body. And bring awareness to the out-breath, the release and relaxation available to you. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Continuing on your own here. Often, our money worries arise from comparison. We see what others have or what is considered worthwhile to have by society, and suddenly, what we have doesn't seem like enough. Especially when I still carried school and credit card debt, money worries created a ton of stress. My primary anxiety was of not having enough. One of the inquiries I began to ask myself was, when have I ever not been taken care of? When I realized that the answer was never, I knew that my anxiety and the reality were not aligned. I realized I've always had enough. Of course, some of us do experience desperate circumstances, but most of us do have enough. We have a roof over our head, food in our bellies, and people who care about us. Try that inquiry for yourself and see what comes. When have I ever not been taken care of? If the answer comes that there were times that you've not been taken care of, maybe consider how even in a situation where care seemed absent, there might have still been various resources coming your way. Perhaps from friends, support networks, or even from your practice. This isn't meant to negate your experience, but maybe you can expand your perspective on what has supported you in the past and what supports you now. Try it again on your own. When have I ever not been taken care of? As we end this meditation, allow yourself to release any idea about what is enough, and know that in this moment, you have everything you need. You have your body, you have this breath, and this one. Continue staying with your breathing. Sometimes we're pulled into stress about scarcity, when in fact our life is filled with abundance. Meditation practice can be an opportunity to recognize the richness of our lives, a richness that's not based on our account balance, but in the very fact of our aliveness. When we rest in awareness, we touch into the abundance of every moment. You can open your eyes now. Great job. Thank you for your practice, and see you next time.